Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here with us even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do take your seat. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are going to continue. I am aware that it's our first night, so some people might be hoping still to come. We are grateful for the grace of God. Amen. Okay, this is our deliverance service, our first one for 2024. And we'll try to give you a brief. Our intent is very clear, is to deal with a number of issues in our own life to make sure that God works in us and we cooperate with God so that our things will come on cue and online. Hallelujah. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for the Lord. I sometimes say our greatest enemy is the stinginess of many of us who will not give testimony of the great things God has done for us. May the Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. So we are going to go through some of the activities that are very important for you to buttress. To buttress is to reinforce, to stabilize. I'll use the example of the pillar that you see in the building. We called an engineer after this building was bought. We called an engineer to come and do an inspection. And when he came, he looked at the pillars. He just said, this building was built during the Second World War. The pillars are too big. Even if you bomb it, chances are that the building might shake, but it will not crumble like the normal building because of the kind of structure. So when we talk about your life being buttressed, what we are talking about, we're talking about you being strengthened, being empowered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your life should be so strong that even when somebody said, I was with my wife, we went back to where I come from. I was driving, I bought a car those years. And the person said to us that, because everybody who have tried to break through, things have not worked. And so the person had to give up and say, it's working. So all things are going to work with you in the name of Jesus. I said all things are going to work with you in the name of Jesus. You see, sometimes you need to rise to be forceful. There are certain things in your life, they will not just come until you make the decision. I'm going to rise. I'm going to stand. I'm going to fight. And in your fight, the good part about it is that you will not be alone. We'll be here to support you and to guide you along. Hallelujah. Okay, let's bow our heads as we pray. Our Father and our Lord, we thank you for your presence. That there is power here. There is grace here. There is anointing here to set us free. We thank you, Father, for working in our life, for opening our spiritual eyes, for empowering us to stand against the wills of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go together to the book of Psalm 119, verse 9. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word of God. So we're talking about deliverance. Deliverance, there is a range of things to be delivered from. It's a journey or it's a walk all of us have to take. I can tell you things I had to go through and I'm still a work in progress. Amen. So he says, how can you cleanse your way? So part of deliverance is your righteousness with God. Your journey that you take, the decision that you have come, just automatically tells me that you are serious. You have made the mind, I'm going to break away from the traditional. I'm going to break away from the common things that other people struggle with. I'm going to allow God to work, and I'm going to enable myself to walk together. There is an English proverb or idiom where they say the birds of the same feather flock together. Your success or your failure to succeed most of the time is associated with the company you keep. Ask your neighbor, who are you keeping company with? Yeah, you will be shocked how quick you speak the lingo of the company you keep. Yeah, you are starting, you never had feelings, but suddenly because you are keeping company with people who have feelings, you suddenly now are having feelings. And you are asking yourself, what has happened to me? So we are going to deal with this. That you become conscious that I'm keeping company. I have learned to evaluate my relationships. Every year I evaluate, are you adding value to my life? Are we on the same path? Are we going the same direction again? Because some people are in a relationship, but they are not going the same direction. So it's a waste of time. There might be somebody made a mistake. He says, this person was my childhood friend. I say, oh, you are a fool. Your childhood friend, you went to primary together. I mean, you are taking 10, 15 years of a gap. Now, you are still saying, this guy is my childhood friend. I say, your childhood friend have been eating things. They've grown so much in him that if you keep company with him, you are going down to where he is. Am I telling somebody? Yeah, you must find Christ, hold the hem, and say, Lord, elevate me, lift me up. May you be lifted this day in the name of Jesus. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. We are teaching on words. Words. Words are powerful. Yeah. You are the total sum of words you have spoken, words you have heard. Whatever that was said to you, you have received it. They told you you are smart. You have come to believe and you are really smart. But many of us are struggling that you have been told you are a fool. You have been told you will not go very far. And the worst part of it is that it's your mother who told you are useless. Yeah. So it's words. So today we're going to deal with words. You speak more to yourself than any other person. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Tell your neighbor, look at you. You are the total sum of your thoughts. The psalmist says, let the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. When not the meditation of your heart, are they consistent? Are they pleasing to God? Am I telling somebody? Huh? The meditation of what? Of my heart. So I want you to win by having right meditation. The book of John 1, verse 1 to 4, it says, in the beginning was what? The Word. So the beginning of your life, there was what? There was the Word. When you were born, I watch people that I meet on the street who are hobos. They are just vagrants. And I'll make a comment and say, the day this person was born, they were weights. They were what? Weights. Somebody spoke and said, this child, if we go to the weights, maybe let's go there. Weights that were spoken when Jesus was born. He says, this one will be salvation. They even gave him a special name. They say, his name will be Emmanuel. He will save his people. But they were words spoken when you were born. What were the words that were spoken? Somebody look at somebody's child and say, Wena, you are so beautiful. Otuva malapavato. Wait. He's talking to few days old girl child. Few days. Words are spoken. Somebody says, you'll be as useless as your mother. He says, in the beginning was what? The Word, which is Christ. And the Word was what? Was with God. And the Word was? Verse 2, please. And he was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. We are going up to verse 4. All things were made through him. So all things that exist and that are made by what? By the word. So words are spoken. The words that I speak, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. So the things that I say, they create things. I mean, we have had students who never graduate. Their greatest enemy is not their mother, it's not anybody else, it's themselves. You listen to them when they speak. You are the first one to graduate. Nobody's educated in your family. Imagine somebody. Words. It says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In other words, you cannot be made until the word is spoken. So as we speak, you should receive the word. There is something called devotion. Devotion, you hear the word. When you take the word, you hear the word. So your flesh, your meat changes. The taste, you used to be a fleshly person. Now that you have heard the word, you become righteous and holy. Your body, your flesh has no desire for the same things that other people had. I think the testimony that was given yesterday is classic. That the desire for other things died. Imagine somebody. I have a member told me, he says, when I came to church, I was a smoker, heavy chain smoker. He was doing like 220s a day. He says, I was a heavy smoker, one cigarette after the other. He says, but that was not all Murud. He says, I was an alcoholic. He says, I was drinking to my own poverty and my misery. I hated everything about it, but I couldn't help it. Even if I tell myself, tomorrow I will not do it. First thing when I wake up in the morning is the first thing I do. He said, but that was not all. Women. But he said, I came to church. I heard the word. He said, the day I lifted my hand, the day I received Jesus. He said, I don't know what happened. He says, all the desire left. Words. And ever since that time, he has never drunk. I'm talking 20-something years. Life has changed permanently because of what? Words. The words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. So I want you to have an understanding tonight that the grace of God is sufficient for you. Can you tell your neighbor, the grace of God is sufficient for you? Yes. Grace is sufficient for you. The power of God has come to locate you. Yes. People have written you off. God is writing you on. Yes. Your name was removed. Your name today is being put back. Yes. Those who say you cannot make it, they'll be really shocked that you are not only making it, but you are breaking through. God is sending you help. Because from today, when you speak, the words that you speak, they are spirit. Now you understand that I'm not going to speak casually. I'm not a casual speaker. I'm not going to keep company with people who idle with words. You know to idle. I have a car. You can put the car on and leave it running. We call it idling. It's wasting resource. Burning fuel. But it's going nowhere. You are wasting. You are speaking without intent. But because you are speaking without intent, it's becoming real. Lazy people are not lazy because they like to be lazy. They have allowed this spirit to come and rest. Yeah. And so you find procrastination has come to stay. Like a bandit. The Bible says it's like a bandit that has come. So may the Lord deliver you from procrastination in the name of Jesus. Yes. Because your greatest enemy is yourself. I told people, I say, oh, I'm a pastor. We have successful churches. There are certain conferences I will never attend. It doesn't matter who's preaching. I will never go. Because the words they speak, they will take me out of my line. It's not every word that is good for you. Hey. I said it's not every word. Yeah, a boy can tell you, I love you. But it depends. Who's saying the word? It might be your downfall. Your guard has gone down because you have missed love. So you are thinking, oh, the guy. Yeah, he's the one. But then you soon discover he's an agent. He was sent. You are being derailed. You are coming out of line. But for a season, somebody left church some time ago, and then the person came back and said, Murut, the greatest mistake was to leave. You see, because when things are working, I mean, after the prayer today, you will see, you will come with a testimony. When things work, the deception is that it's you. It's the greatest deception all of us have. The church is working, it's me. Your house is working, so it's you. Yes. It's you. I've seen somebody who have been working for years. They've lost everything. I mean, when I say everything, I mean the house, the car. All. When we say all, we mean what? All. But yesterday he was telling us how to become rich. He was teaching about being a millionaire. I don't even understand. And because of that aspiration, he started making wrong decisions because he wants to appear what he's saying. Yet he's not yet there. Imagine somebody. Are you listening? We are talking about what? Words. Words. The words that you speak. Those who cannot hear. Can you say, those who cannot hear cannot speak? All dumb people, deaf, can't speak. You know why you struggle? It's because you have become dumb. Or you have made yourself deaf. And because you have become deaf, even when you speak, you can't be heard. Did you hear what I said? Can we go to the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 1? And 2. Deuteronomy 28. It says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey. Do what? Obey the voice of the Lord your God. To observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today. That the Lord your God will set you where? The Lord will set you where? The Lord will set you where? High above what? I know you are still struggling with your neighbor. The Lord shall say to what? Hi. But many of us, we will not, because we can't hear. I was talking to somebody, I said, since you started working, you have an opinion. Yeah, I said, you can't take counsel. You can't take advice. So, how you are going to learn? You know how you are going to learn? By experience. Can you tell anybody? Experience is a bad teacher. failure can be detrimental. Yeah, you might never recover. Yeah, you might never. Because you fail to do what? To listen. Therefore, you cannot be heard. You can speak, but nobody was going to listen. Because you yourself can't hear. So nobody will hear you. Imagine somebody. Oh, God loves you. He has a good plan for your life. That's what he said. Not to harm you, but to do what? To prosper you. But your prosperity is in what? If we can't hear, how will you do it? It will be good that things should work automatically. But your life must change. You must be convicted. You must believe that that which God said about you will come to pass. For it to come to pass, it means you have to get into it. Hallelujah. Are you here? Those who cannot take instructions cannot instruct. There are a lot of us can't take instructions. I was talking to somebody. I said, somebody was asking me, one of my friends is a big person in the kingdom. I said, you seem to be easy to take instructions. I said to him, I grew with my father. You see, when you didn't grow, you grew with a single parent. Let me try and help you. Most of the time, specifically if you never had a male figure, you can't take instructions. You see, when a male figure is there, your father will tell you, shala pants. Will say what? And what are you going to do? You will sit down. But most people are raised by women. So even if your mother says sit down, you have a second opinion. And because you can't take instruction, you cannot instruct anything in life. Life is about instructions. What we are going to do here today is instruction. To cast devils out is by what? By instruction. It's by instruction. You don't cast them by teaching. No, you instruct them. Come out. You don't teach them. Hey, this is what the Bible says. No. Imagine somebody. So make up your mind. As of today, the little instructions that are given, I'm going to do what? I'm going to try and apply them. You might not be able to take all the instructions. But the basic one. I was talking to somebody. I said, the simple instruction, your mother says, wash the dishes. Do what? And what do you do? You say, later. So you varied the instruction. You added an option. There is an option. Get the cards, I'll wash them, but later. And guess what? Before you know it, they are not washed. And since you can't take instruction, even when you speak, the spiritual world cannot hear you. Oh, there is a principle in the spirit. We call it, the spirit world is fluid. It's like water. You form everything out of it. Elitopa, you know the clay. Yeah, spirit world is like a clay. Pray that your life doesn't harden. My kids do, they use the clay, the little children, they use the clay to make things. And then when they finish at school, they put ceramic, they bend them, and they become, we still have some of their clay molds that have been bent in ceramic. They'll be there forever. You can't use that clay again. Am I talking to somebody? Okay, let me give you a picture. I've been having this picture for some time. I don't know if you have eaten dry fish before. I know you don't eat fish here in South Africa. Dry fish. Before I ate dry fish, I didn't like it because it had a smell. When they cook it, it smells. Your nose can deceive you. Until you taste it. You get it? When you taste, you realize that, hey, this food is nice. But I was talking to somebody who was explaining how they get it. He says, we rot, this group of people, they rot the fish intentionally. Did you hear what I said? So they said the taste is according to the level of its corruption. Now your life, if you allow corruption to come, it depends how far you are corrupted. You might never come back. In other words, certain things are not recoverable unless it's by divine grace. God, we have a miracle called creative miracle. In other words, if you don't have an eye, the eye grows back. I say, you don't believe it. The way you're looking at me, you say, is it possible? I say, a creative miracle, you don't have a hand, the hand grows back. Do you understand? But you have to find that your deterioration should not be such that even when you have come to Christ, certain parts of you cannot be fixed. Because you have gone beyond instruction. So you allowed corruption to reach a level where you are now a malfunctioning individual. Come to somebody. Hey, the way you are listening. Those who cannot be led cannot lead. Can you say it? Those who cannot be led cannot lead. I'm saying to you, we're taking deliverance here. These are basic principles. I've been married with my wife. This is our, 35 years. I always say to people, if I give an example, I say, oh, there's something about my wife. She's still laughing. She has a laughter. Like she's still a young girl. If she laughs, the laughter is very loud. Very exciting. And I was saying to somebody, if you are going to have life, try to maintain that laughter. Remain a child. Don't change. Don't allow your position to change you. Am I telling somebody? Those who cannot be led cannot lead. There's no amen. Let's read the book of Mark 10, verse 43 to 45. I should round up. Mark chapter 10, verse 43 to 45. We are dealing with issues of deliverance. May the Lord come through for you in the name of Jesus. May every barrenness upon your life be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Mark 10, 43, 45. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whosoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Do you see it? And whoever of you desires to be first must be what? A slave of all. Verse 45. Most people don't want to be a slave of anybody. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to do what? Did you know some of the demons in your life will only leave the day you decide to serve? Yeah. I was saying to one woman, the day you decide to serve your husband, the problem you have will leave. Huh? The problem will do what? Will go. So the day you decide to serve, I'm going to serve. The testimony yesterday. Your service to God transforms your life. I was saying to someone, I don't know how things come out, but the more you serve, the greater the impact of the Spirit in you, other things live. Yeah. Your consecration, setting yourself apart, makes you to be different. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be the last of all and servant of all. Hallelujah. That is the secret to deliverance, to serve. Humility is a master key to your freedom. Matter to somebody. What? Humility. Number one, you walk by common sense. Can you say it? I walk by common sense. We run by training. Can you say it? Yes. Anyone who is a professional runner has a trainer. Mr. Bolt. You know Bolt? Bolt has trainers, not one. If you are going to do well, it's not one prayer that you get and say, oh, I'm free. It's a journey. This is the beginning of many victories you are going to have. Life is a series of battles. So you have the first The first fight, the second fight, but all of them you are winning. Yeah, small battles. You are struggling with addiction. You have to win that battle. Falsehood, you have to win that battle. Pretense, you have to win that battle. And then people are going to tell you that you are a fake. I mean, we've been told we are fakes. And then after many years, people say, if you're talking real thing, go to so and so. Nicodemus went to Jesus by what? By night. He wouldn't come during the day, because during the day is an opposition of Jesus. But at night, when things don't work, night doesn't mean the night is in darkness, but night is like things don't work. So to you, it's night. Things are not working. You are failing at school. This is the right place to be. I've come. I need God's help. Hallelujah. But we fly by instruction. To fly is by what? By instruction. So we are instructing you how to do what? How to fly. How to soar in life. We have been instructed ourselves. So we want to pass the same. Okay, let's get into it. John 6, verse 63. John 6, 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So let's talk about words. Part of the words you have spoken today, part of our prayers will deal with reversal of words you have spoken. Reversal that your mother has spoken. Words that your aunt has spoken. Some people are so jealous that they'll even curse you in your face. They'll tell you, you'll be nothing. Somebody says, this degree will not profit you. Oh, you think you have gone to school? Ritlavon. Witches. They are bewitching your mind. Imagine somebody. So number one, the word of the Lord is established. Can you say, the word of the Lord is established? It is settled. It will produce and bring return. So I want you to believe every scripture, every word that God has spoken, that it will bear fruit in your life. You are a good ground for the word of God to bear fruit for you. Isaiah 45 verse 23 says, I have sown by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That to me, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall take an oath. Hallelujah. Shall confess. So, have this mind that what God has said is coming to pass upon your life. Hallelujah. He said, I have a good plan for your life. Hallelujah. God has a good plan for your life. I see you rising higher and higher. Number two, prosperity and advancement is in the word of the Lord. For you to prosper, we're going to deal with demons. We're going to deal with difficult life challenges, barrenness, and all sorts of things that trouble our life, unemployment, and so forth. All of those things, we are going to stand upon the word. Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Hey! Hallelujah! The word of God will accomplish what God pleases upon your life. In righteousness, if you live righteously, God will bring all these things to come quickly upon your life. Hallelujah! And he shall prosper in the things for which I send. So today, we are sending the word of God for freedom upon your life. And for that purpose, the word of God will come to pass. Hallelujah. Number three, I send my word and I heal them. The book of Psalm 107, verse 20. Every curse upon your life is broken in the name of Jesus. I said every curse is broken upon your life in the name of Jesus. The book of Psalm 107 verse 20, it says, He sent His word and healed them. Can you lift up your right hand and say, I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yeah, says He sent His word and He healed them. His words. Words that brings what? Healing. May you receive healing tonight in the name of Jesus. The book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only what? Only? Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only? May you hear the word that is spoken tonight in the name of Jesus. And it says, only speak a word and your servant will be what? Will be healed. So the exam you could not pass, you will pass. The job they told you, your promotion they told you cannot have, you'll have it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Only do what? Speak a word. Luke chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. This man had something about God. But say the word and your servant will be healed. The power is where? In the word. God sent His word and He did what? He healed. May you receive healing tonight. I said, may you receive healing tonight. May you receive your deliverance tonight. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is ready. Ask them, are you ready for the performance of God's word? Yeah, every ear that doesn't hear will hear tonight in the name of Jesus. Every eye that doesn't see will see tonight in the name of Jesus. Every barrenness is broken in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 5 verse 5. But Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Listen, even if you caught nothing tonight, your situation has changed in the name of Jesus. Is that way 12? Many of us have toiled all night. Yeah. Our experience, our education has failed us. But at the word of the Lord Jesus, you'll be employed in the name of Jesus. Your business will function in the name of Jesus. You will prosper in the name of Jesus. The words you speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. So the second part, and then we will pray. The words of your mouth. Number one, words we speak have and are heard and understood by elements. Elements, we are talking about the things that God has created. The heavens hear. The earth hears, everything around you hears. Am I to somebody? Did you hear what I said? When you speak, elements. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 and 2. Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew. As raindrops on the tender herb, as showers on the grass. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to a tree. Jesus spoke to what? To a tree. I could give you my own personal testimony. I was preaching in one conference. The church has no ceiling. So I arrived. There was so much noise. Nobody could hear, even if you had speakers. And so the congregation, it was a church conference. So I stood up. It was my time to preach. They gave me the mic. But it was hopeless. You could see the face of people. And I said, let's stand up. Lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, rain, stop. Let's sit down. Within seconds, it kept quiet. I preached. I finished. Lunchtime. Immediately I said, amen. Because I said, it will rain after we are finished. It started raining again. And the person came and said, oh, so you want to tell me, is it a coincidence? I said, no, to you, it's a coincidence. To you, it's what? It's a coincidence. Because that's what you have been trained to believe. Hallelujah. I can show you women who never had children in the church. Who today have teenage children? Every barrenness was broken. They didn't only have one child, but they have multiple children. Every barrenness upon your life is broken. Hallelujah. Number two, words bring about change of affairs. We're going to speak words. We're going to bring change of affairs into your life. I've asked few people, why are you not married? And so, somebody said, I don't know. I don't? Wait, can you say it? Wait, bring change of affairs. Yeah. Use words to bring what? Change of last year, I said to one of my workers, I said, by December, you will be married. Yes, he's a male. What day was it when he came to say thank you to me? It was, yeah, he came to my house. You know what the gentleman told me? He's been with this woman for 20 years. He said to me, Murut, this is something that I've been thinking and desiring to do, but it was difficult. I don't know. It could not be done until you said it. The words I spoke created what? Possibility. Created what? Possibility. You need somebody to tell you you'll be married. Yeah, it's words that create, that moves. Somebody never had a house for a long time. House. You know a house? Ordinary house. So why don't you have a house? Ask your neighbor, why don't you have a house? You see, for most South Africans, to have a house, you must have a loan. I mean, that's the way they think. Oh, I don't have enough money. I must have a bond. You are preconditioned. You are preconditioned. Imagine somebody. You are what? Yes. Even student when I lead you alone. You are pretty good. Words bring about change of affairs. That's why we say don't speak idly. 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 6. King Hezekiah. The Bible says, those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. May you receive your healing. And on the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add your days 15 years with change affairs. Now, since you like speaking, Mutar Kiswile, Kiswile.
Yo, Mawe, Kiswile.
I'm dead. I'm finished. Are you Jesus? Are you finished? Jesus didn't say I'm finished. He says it is finished. Oh, we are done. I don't think I'll ever make it again. Who are you? Your words have become a trap. One woman said to me, I don't want to get married. And put a date. Postpone. Huh? What do you think? Tell your neighbor, hey, you speak a lot. Oh, deliverance is not difficult, but it's a journey of discipline. It's a journey of what? So the king spoke, he cried, and God changed their face. He said, today I'll add some more. May the Lord add some more for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has come to an end, may the Lord replenish it in the name of Jesus. May the newness of God come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Words bring change of affairs. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Hallelujah. There is power in the words you speak. With words, you can build. Job 16, verse 5 to 6. But I will strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips will relieve your grief. Some of you, your lips can't relieve grief. What comes out of you is bitterness. Paul says, I want to speak well, but what comes out of me? Huh? The people who love you, when you speak to them, you push them away by words. Yeah. By words. I've seen people break their own life by what? By words. Somebody says, I better be poor to take anything from you. And I say, since you have said it, it will be so. Your breakthrough, you'll have to come and take something from me. Because you said, it says, over my dead body. I said, definitely, we will bury you. We will bury you. You'll become your own evidence that you spoke hastily. Imagine somebody. Job chapter 16, verse 5. But I will strengthen you with my mouth and comfort, and the comfort of my lips will relieve your grief. Verse 6. Though I speak, my grief is not relieved. Even though me, I speak, my grief is not relieved. And if I remain silent, how can I be eased? Wait. Tell your neighbor, learn to speak well. Yeah. Somebody called their boss. He called their boss crocodile. They called their boss witch. They said that witch. Because their boss is a female. They said that witch. What do witches do? Huh? What do witches do? I mean, you have given them a task. You have given them a profile. They are crocodile. You say they are smile. This is a crocodile smile. Don't trust them. So somebody was showing you a gesture of goodwill. They smile to you. But because of the evil that is in your heart, you said you changed their goodwill into a crocodile smile. So it's just teeth, white teeth. They will eat you just now. And therefore, you are. Don't forget, the words that you speak set things in sequence. Any person that you speak evil against, even if they were not evil against you, you are creating an environment because already you are in the mode of that mindset that they will work against you. Imagine somebody. Are you listening? Yeah. May the Lord have mercy. May the hand of the Lord touch you tonight in the name of Jesus. The words that we speak are treasures. You must treasure what you say. My words are treasures. This building came because of my words. Words. I have so many buildings because of what? Words. Somebody was even asking me, it's like, you have more land, you have buildings. I say, it's words. He says, come and buy without money. But since you like a loan, it's good. I was telling a cousin of mine, got married. I said to my cousin, I showed him a house. I said, go and ask for that house, that one. Go and ask for it. It's free. A big house, face brick. You know face brick? Nice tiles. Go and do one. Ask. It's a verse. It's a chapter. It's Bible. Go and do what? Yes. People don't ask. They are proud. I ask a woman, why don't you ask this guy? You have 3 kids with the guy. Why osamutisor onyala ni mutu? When I was saying baby mama, baby, daddy baby, onyala ning. He says, I'm afraid to ask that question. I say, after 3 kids, you should tell the guy to hell with you if you don't marry me. My relationship ends now. I want the commitment now. I mean, 3 kids. 3. What more does the guy want? I asked one guy, he said, he says, there's no reason why I'm not married. There is no? So he got married. I think within 2 weeks, he went to pay Lobola. I met the guy one day in Mendlin. He's a manager. He was so happy. So on route. I didn't know that marriage can be this nice. Thank you for making me to get married. Ask your neighbor, what are you waiting for? Words are treasures. Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, okay. No. Job 23, verse 12. I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Most of us don't treasure words of God. I said to one girl, we know that you have a boyfriend. So you're wasting your time. Nobody's going to marry you. Do you understand? I had a person here in the church who had 2 boyfriends. One from the church and one from the world. All my stories are true. That's why when we talk deliverance, you think we are joking. We are not joking. Their mother is not married for the same reason. When the day came for them to be married, they have 2 boyfriends. And it's like they discovered the day before Lobola comes. So I said to her, don't think we don't know. We know. So you can put on your makeup. You can put on your glossy lipstick. But you will not seduce any one of us. Because we know. You have not created the space for God. This one says, I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. I have treasured the words of
his mouth more than necessary food.
He says, do not be unequally yoked. Eh? But are security root. Nagoyanchia muruti. These are demons. These are what? Yeah, you are now listening to old women tales. Your grandmother and your mother are telling you, at your age, you must have another child. You must have a child now. Do something for yourself. God has left you alone. Yeah. Mercy. The words you speak, God is interested in them. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Use your mouth to speak testimonies of God. My time is up. Use your mouth to speak. You saw the young woman who gave testimony yesterday. There's something you don't know about what she did. She literally went to hell and emptied hell with her testimony. Yeah. When I gave my testimony life, I don't remember any time I give my testimony and people don't give their life to Christ. I don't remember. When I go on the street to preach, I don't preach too much about Jesus. I preach about what Jesus has done for me. I don't try and quote John 3:16 or whatever. No. I just tell them, I want to tell you what God has done for me. I'm an evidence. I'm the testament to what he has done. Then I tell them my life before I met Christ and my life after I've met Christ. And I say, you can go and check it. My life is an open book. I come from this address. Go and ask my people. They will tell you the kind of a person I was. And how far is day and night? My life is day and what? And night. There's no confusion. Mercy. So your mouth must be full of what? Testimonies. Even when things don't seem to be working, keep testimonies. When people are asking, people will ask, how do you feel? The pain is still there. We don't deny that the pain is there. By his stripes. What does the Bible say? By his stripes, I'm healed. I receive my healing. I appropriate my healing. Even though it's not so with my house, but the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. Even though I have no evidence, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So speak the testimonies. Use words. Use your mouth to agree with God. This is very important. People don't use, they disagree with God by the things they say. Use Psalm 119, verse 13 and 14. With my lips, I will declare all the judgments of your mouth. I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. And lastly, please guard and set a guard over your mouth and your lips. Don't agree with Satan. And don't disagree with God. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. We're going to pray. Every eye is closed. Every head bowed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We give you praise for the privilege to hear your word. Your word says you send your word and you healed us and you delivered us from destruction. Here we are in your presence. Change our life, transform us, O God, even tonight. In Jesus' name. While all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, maybe you are here, you are coming, but you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you before we start our prayers. So if you are here, say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. That's the entry point for the house. You can lift up your right hand. Lift it high so that I can see it. Is there somebody tonight? God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we all of us stand, please? I'm going to ask all those who lifted their hands, come here in front. The others will come and join you just now. Come here in front. Praise the Lord. There is a line. If you look on the floor here, there is a line. You see the line? Stand on it. Let them stand on the line. There is a line that's a hook. Thank you. Yeah, just stand. I want you to make one nice straight line. Amen. We're going to pray. So I want to start to pray for you. Then we'll pray for everybody else. Can you lift up both of your hands? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight for your grace and your love that you have shown towards me. Today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Father, set me free from the curse of this world. Touch my life. Change me, Lord. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. With my own heart, I believe you raised him from the dead. I thank you, Father, for this healing in the name of Jesus. I receive this salvation. You can say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. I've received Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we give a powerful amen.